Good morning. We are in Maseches Shumos. We are in the fifth parak. Just a very quick recap of the Mishnah we learned last time was Mishnah Zayin, who was a case where you had a saw of Truma, which fell into 100, so it became batal. You did what you were supposed to do. You pulled out the one saw that came out and gave it to the Kayin, and then you had this mishap repeated itself again. So the Mishnah says, you can do the same thing. It's mutter. You could continue doing this. You can continue having the same mishap until you're going to have a majority of truma on the chulin. And we discussed that it's not clear if it means you have to have 101 that falls in, or perhaps it means you have to have 51, but that was the discussion in the last Mishnah. Mishnah Chas discusses what happens if the person did not do what he was supposed to do before it fell in again. So now, Mishnah Chas reads as follows. Sa'ah truma shenafal lemeya, v'lo yispik lagbiyat shenafal acheras. Yet a sa'ah of truma, which fell into 100, now becomes batel. So because you have 100 chulin against one of truma, becomes batel. Now, we learned you're supposed to pull out one sa'ah and give it to the kayin. He did not do that yet. But the question is, so what happens before he does that? Does that mean that it's not batel yet? Or does it mean it's already batel? He just owes one to the kayin. And the difference would be, what happens now that a second one falls in? The second one falls in. Did it fall into 101 of halachically kosher chulin food, and it's going to be batel? Or do we say no? Now he has two sa'ah of truma and only 100 sa'ah of chulin. So you do not have your 100-to-1 ratio that you need, and you're going to be short, and it's going to be aser. So the Mishnah says harezu asura. It's going to be aser because we view it as if it's not batel. Rabbi Shimon Matar, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He said it's going to be mutter. Now, the Rav explains, and it happens to be the Tosefta brings in an extra opinion over here, but just some context. It seems like Rav Shimon is only talking about a case where he did not know. Rav Shimon is. He's only talking about a case where he knew, yes. Rav Shimon is talking about a case where a sa'ah fell in, he knew about it. So once he knows about it, there is the bittel happens. In other words, he knows that there's 100 of chulin and 1 of truma. So now what happens is the bittel goes into act. But let's say he does not know about it. He just comes back after 2 hours and he finds that there are 2 sa'ah inside, and he's able to find out retroactively that they fell in at separate times. In such a case, Rav Shimon's going to agree that the bittel only happens at the time of the yediya, the time that you find it, not that every time a drop falls in, it's going to be batel. And the Chachamim in this case say, since you didn't pick up the sa'ah that you had to pick up, we don't activate the bittel. The bittel does not have any action until you actually do what you're supposed to. And ultimately, in hindsight, you have 2 sa'ah of truma, 100 sa'ah of chulin. You do not have the necessary 100-to-1 ratio, so the whole thing is going to be aser. Now, this really opens up a fascinating discussion to all the concepts of bittel, about a concept called chayzev and neyar. What happens when you have something which is batel, and later on more falls in? We're not going to get into that discussion, but this ultimately is that discussion of what happens if something falls in, halachically it should be batel. Either you know about it or you don't know about it, and then something else falls in and ruins your ratios, and now you have to decide whether the original sa'ah that fell in is going to be counted as truma, is it going to be counted as chulin, or is it going to be counted as nothing? We'll stop here at Mishnah Test. Have a wonderful day.